And David Fudge is in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good. I just love this time of year. Don't you love it?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. Excuse me.
Cooling off good at night and then warming up okay and during the day, but not too hot. You don't feel like you're going to be a sweat hog.
Not too cold. Yeah. Just about right.
It's perfect. You were telling me that you led Nebraska Land Days in that committee for 13 years and transitioned off of that to, a new challenge. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so 7 years on the board, 13 years in the office, and then kind of became time to go do something different. And so been with Nebraska Land Bank now for about a year and a half. Still involved in the tourism industry with the Nebraska Tourism Commission, and been on the City Planning Commission, I think for 3 or 4 years now. It's been maybe even longer than that. Kind of globs together at some point.
You've had your fingers in a lot of different aspects in this community, haven't you?
One or two. Yeah. It's all right.
You know, and when you're involved in a lot of things, you get to learn a lot about how a city works and different things, you know, that have to happen for communities to grow. And we've certainly seen a lot of growth in North Platte, and to be a part of that and see, you know, a great event like Nebraska Land Days continue to grow. I mean, you had to take a lot of pride in that and putting out a good product, and it just keeps growing every year.
Yeah, if you're not giving back to your community on some level, you're probably doing it a little bit wrong. And so when the mayor asked me to be involved, it was kind of at a point in time where we were getting ready for some really explosive growth in our community, and was flattered that he did that. So it's been fun to kind of watch it kind of evolve over the course of the last 3, 4, 5 years. Especially having grown up here for a good hunk of my life and not seeing any of that sort of activity for a very long period of time here. So it's been fun to kind of watch it, been fun to kind of watch the growth. Of course, we've had challenges. There'll be growing pains.
Always is.
As there always are with anything. Yeah. But really, really satisfying to kind of watch the community evolve a little bit.
Yeah. Mike grew up coming over here from Sydney and Ogallala, and I still live in Ogallala, but my grandparents lived here in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's just the change in even 25 years, I would say, since the turn of the century has just been pretty dramatic in the landscape. District 177 replacing the mall and the housing projects and everything. And then the canteen district is just amazing, the transformation that's taken place in downtown.
Yeah, the North City's really been stagnant since about, I can't remember the exact year, but it was mid-late 70s when Consolidated Freightways kind of moved out of North Platte. And for the longest time, you know, the Union Pacific was kind of the only show in town and major employers. Well, now we've got a really, really solid foundation in healthcare with our hospital that's a major employer. We've got a new beef plant out there. We'll have a new rail park out there. And as you mentioned, I forget the exact number. It's at 1,500 to 1,700 new doors under construction in North Platte after a lot of years where, you know, some years we had single-digit housing starts in our community. So, unfortunately, some of those projects are a little further behind than we would have liked. I think when we first started realizing that the beef plant was going to come, that we knew we needed to get on that. But for one reason or the other, it's been slower than we would have liked. But it's happening. We're grateful for that. There's some new housing coming on out today in Lakeview, some more apartment style living right there on that corner that should be online here in the next few months. And then you've got, the project just east of that, that should be coming online, here in the next 6 months. And then you've got Mulligan Meadows that the chamber's been involved in, that's provided some really good quality housing over there. And now we're seeing some dirt turn over here on, East Phillips Street, which is, Ty Lucas, who's on the city council, and I've talked before. That's an area we never thought we'd see develop because of kind of where it is in the topography over there. But, it's really that's going to be a really cool project when it's all said and done as well. So lots of neat things happening in our community, and really grateful to everybody in our city offices, the elected officials who have kind of pushed to get some of this stuff done and made it happen.
Yep, and then of course the Walmart distribution center has been a fixture for a long time, and now the Amazon.
Now the Amazon facility
is going to be opening anytime.
Yeah,
so.
And I don't know that we're done seeing development out there. You've got new warehouses out there for Coors Distributing and the tire, it's CAM Tire. Out there, and so I don't know that area is quite done yet either. So that's really cool.
Well, the reason I asked you in was I kind of want to get you're on the planning commission, mm-hmm. and I kind of wanted to get the planning commission involved and members coming in here to talk about your meetings. You meet twice a month? Actually, you have a work session, right?
And then well, the work session is just kind of a one off. Typically, it's once a month. I think it's the fourth Tuesday of the month at 5:30 down at City Hall and Council Chambers.
Yeah.
And we do meet if there's nothing to be done from the Planning Commission standpoint, which hasn't happened in a while, by the way.
I would say that's not going to happen for a while. Yeah.
If there's nothing to be done, we won't meet. But if there's something that the Board of Adjustment needs to take up, we'll take that up in the morning on the same day the Planning Commission meetings. But mm-hmm. Yeah, we meet monthly, and we have a work session coming up, a joint work session with the county Planning Commission. That's really more of an educational tool. We have a lot mm-hmm. of new members on the Planning Commission right now. Nelson Jett, myself, and Jeff Bain, our mm-hmm. Lee Davies are some of the more senior members of that, and we're only in our second term. So it's always good when you have a lot of new commissioners, Planning Commission members, to do some education, kind of remind them why they're there, and help educate them about best practices and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what the work session's really about coming up with the county.
Yeah, and you work closely with the city, right? And you deal with things
right.
Kind of before they go in front of the city council. Is that kind of how it works?
So we tend to be the filter, and mm-hmm. so things will come to us, and we'll kind of look them over. From our job is to kind of discern, on planning and zoning, do things mm-hmm. fit in the comprehensive plan that the city laid out? I think the last one was 2011 or 12. Whenever there's a zoning request or a request for a special designated permit or a change of ordinance or any of that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. It will come to us, we'll review it, we'll take public comment, we'll look at it from a bunch of different angles. And the great part is we've got people on the commission from all walks of life. You've got, Lee, who's an architect, and Jeff, who's, in appraising, so he's used to real estate. Nelson's in real estate, and then you just got some people who are just interested in making sure the community continues to progress. Good solid community member, Emily Whirl. I'm gonna blank out on them here, but mm-hmm. they're Kathleen Matthews, just great people. Who really are interested in seeing our community move forward. Angie Forbes mm-hmm. is another one. So
yeah, a lot of good people there, and so you're obviously dealing with different things, and I just wanted to kind of go through your last meeting mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago, on September 23rd there, and you discussed and considered action on updates to the North Platte City Code of Ordinance section regarding parking and storing of RVs.
Right.
Now, this interests a lot of people.
A lot of people, and I've probably had more public comment on this than anything since we were taking up the beef plant. So mm-hmm. this all started probably 4 or 5 months ago. We had some concerned folks came in and weren't happy with a situation, and so what we did as a commission and said, okay, well, let's take a look at what the ordinance says. Are there things that we can do differently that will alleviate this problem? And if that's the case, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And so that got sent back to Judy Clark and Bill Trzynski, and they brought back some recommendations this week on ways that we could, last week I should say, on ways we could modify mm-hmm. the ordinance. if we desired to. You know, it's not an easy issue because you've clearly got some folks who are unhappy with what's going on in with the way the current ordinance reads.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a bunch of folks who have invested a lot of money in their properties to do exactly what the ordinance says they can do. And so you've got, in any one of these issues, you've got two sides to the story, and we're trying to weigh those things right now. And basically what we said after at the meeting last week was, we're not doing anything. Let's let this soak for 30 days and kind of think about it. And then we'll bring this back for our October meeting and have a public hearing. And then we'll make some sort of a recommendation to the city council about whether or not there ought to be some change to the ordinance as it's written today. And again, the city council ultimately has the authority over this. The Planning Commission's job is to review all sides, take public comment, and make a recommendation based on planning and zoning practices and that sort of thing to the city council, and then it's ultimately up to the city council to act if they so choose.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to think about it some more. Is there a possibility you might take more comment at the next meeting?
Oh yeah, there will absolutely be a public hearing.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that when you're talking about altering something that's been in place for a while, my opinion is you don't do that under cover. You do that out in the open, and you take public
right.
comment, and you make sure that people have a chance to say what they want to say. I'm sure we'll hear both sides, and we'll weigh both sides, and ultimately, the Planning Commission may take more time and think about some of the feedback that they've gotten,
mm-hmm.
or they may just simply decide to say, you know what, this is a good idea or this is a bad idea, and forward some sort of a recommendation to the city council.
Well, you know, you get feedback from both sides, but if they're operating within the ordinance, you would have to modify the ordinance to
correct.
Satisfy the people that, you know.
Right.
They're not breaking, you know, anything in the ordinance. So,
not currently, you know. No. And so the way the ordinance is written right now is basically that people can that you can park an RV on the side of a home, and people can pour some sort of a pad or put some
yep.
sort of a hard surface down right up to the lot line.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of cases, what happens when you write these, this is the second time probably in 6 months we've encountered something like this, where it probably works pretty well in like an R1 that has different setback requirements than you would find in an R2 or an R3.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a single solution for all zoning areas, residential zoning areas. And so sometimes that works well and sometimes it doesn't work very well. We had another instance not long ago that we had an individual want to come in and build an accessory dwelling area in a lot that was over an acre, but the ordinance was written in such a way that it restricted it regardless of the size of the lot. So mm-hmm. what was good for a small R3 lot was also good for this really oversized R1 lot. And so we're also looking at making some modifications and dealing with percentages and that sort of thing of lot size to try and see if we can clean that language up a little bit as well. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of times when ordinances get put in place, what you see is that there's just it's a one size fits all approach, and that sometimes doesn't work very well.
For sure. Another thing you discussed and considered action on an application by LCCDC for preliminary and final approval of a subdivision.
Mm-hmm. Their Lincoln County Community Development Corporation has a couple of lots. There are some old structures on there. And this is going to be the next project area for the Development Corporation. And so they were coming to us to kind of get some subdividing done over there so they can, when they get ready to, they can build some new homes on those lots.
And we're talking about the 1100 block of East 11th,
that's
right?
Correct, yeah.
In that regard. And you discussed and considered action on an application by the city and Industrial Tower West.
Yep.
For a conditional use permit to expand the footprint of an existing communication tower that's located in the 4,000 block of West Front Street.
So this was located out on the corner of Front and Lakeview. So picture yourself driving down Front Street to the diesel shop. There's a tower site that sits on the north side to be the northeast corner that industrial tower, which is Viera Wireless, has had for some time. But one of the things that we see with cell towers is oftentimes carriers that build towers will sublease space on those towers to additional carriers.
Yeah, it's very common.
Very common. Yeah. And so that's the case. That's what's going on here. There was no modification to tower size. Basically, what they were looking for is a little larger footprint so they could put these buildings, they store cell tower and radio equipment in, by the way. A lot of kinds are prefab buildings that they truck in and set down on a foundation and bolt them down, and then they wheel their equipment in there and then stick the antenna up on the tower. And so they were looking for a larger footprint to put one of these accessory buildings on so that they could sublease some of their tower space to additional carriers, which anytime you can cut down on the number of towers and do that, it's more efficient for consumers in the community, and actually the fewer towers in line of sight often is preferred.
Did you make a recommendation on that?
We recommended to the city council that they approve that. The city council is supposed to be taking that up today. Actually, that'll be next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday is the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'll take that up. Okay. You discussed and considered action on an application by Lewis and Diane Herrick to amend the North Platte Comprehensive Plan 2011 Future Land Use Map.
Yep. So this is the last two items were related. Anytime you're going to change zoning in an area where the zoning currently concurs with a future land use map, you have to go amend the land use map first, and then you can approve the zoning change. Well, in this case, Louie and Diane, who own the Lincoln Highway RV Park, and also the property that is adjacent to it that used to be the old drive-in movie theater out there, have plans to do some further development out there, and also to take the two homes that are currently on the ground that is in front, that is the old drive-in theater. There are two homes there now. They're going to in the future subdivide those and be able to sell those off if they so choose, and get a third lot out of that. And so I believe we zoned the RV park B2. The initial application, I think, was to just simply do the housing. I think that flipped to R3, if I remember correctly. I'm doing it off the top of my head. But we flipped that into a residential area and then flipped. But it made sense to Judy, if we were going to deal with that, the housing, just go ahead and deal with the RV park, which I think was also in an A1 transitional district and was operating on a permit. So it made sense to from a planning and zoning perspective to go ahead and get the zoning on that correct while we were correcting this.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about property that's in the 4600 block of Rodeo Road, right?
This would be out in the area of the fairgrounds.
That's what I was thinking, that area. Yeah.
So that would be out there along Highway 30. You know, there was some discussion about whether or not it made sense to flip the housing to a residential or that sort of thing. Actually, I think now that I'm recalling correctly, and you might be able to tell me better, but I think it went to a B2 district, and then the housing becomes a non-conforming use is what it is. So if something were to happen catastrophic to those homes, you would be able to rebuild them, but they would be a non-conforming use. But a B2 highway commercial district there makes a ton of sense.
A lot of stuff that you know, most people don't want to get down in those weeds. Zoning, you know, stuff, and you just have to comply with the way the regulations are written.
Right, and our goal is never to, in instances like this, you know, flip it and then say, well, now you have to tear that down. That's not the case. What we're saying is, in the future, if somebody were to come in and want to develop something there, here are the things you can do in that space that make sense in a B2 highway commercial district.
Right.
So that's what we're really trying to accomplish there. The homes will stay. They can sell the homes. But anything that would happen there in the future, or they can, if they burn down or they get blown down by an act of God, you can rebuild them and still have it be a non-conforming use. But if they're going to redevelop that, what we're saying is this makes sense for a future B2 commercial district.
Okay. Interesting. Anything else that you wanted to mention, David, before we let you go today? No. Connected with the Planning Commission, if they want to get a hold of anybody on the commission, do they just have to
go through Judy Clark at the city offices? You know, I've had people reach out to me on the RV issue at the bank. They're welcome to do that. You know, we will have a public hearing. I have been out to a couple people's homes and taken pictures and tried to understand that issue as clearly as I could before from both sides. And so, and I think we have some other folks that are doing that as well. So yeah, a lot of times we get these kind of fun things like this. We want to slow down and make sure we take public comment, and that's what we're doing here in the next 30 days.
So you have a Joint Planning Commission work session set for Tuesday, October 14th?
Correct. There will be no action taking there. That is purely an educational session that is for meant for both our Planning Commission and the County Planning Commission, which Judy also administers. And so that's an educational opportunity. There will be no agenda, but because we're all invited, we have to notice it like a public meeting, but there won't be any agenda or action items there.
And then Tuesday the 28th would be your next
that's correct
formal meeting.
That's correct.
And the agendas usually come out like late the week prior.
Correct.
To it.
We usually get the packet Thursday or Friday the week prior. It'll be posted on the city's website.
Yep.
I can tell you the RV ordinance will be on it because we basically have said that's what we're going to do, unless something goofy happens and we decide to pull it. But that the intent right now is to bring the RV ordinance back on the 28th, have the public hearing, take public comment, and then discuss it again, and then see what the Planning Commission wants to do with it, whether or not they choose to make a recommendation to the city council or whether or not they just decide to spend some more time and thought over it. There's nothing wrong with pumping the brakes when you get something like this that impacts people.
Sure.
The worst thing you can do is do something rapidly and not think about it from all angles.
Right. Yeah. Especially when it affects a lot of people. For
sure. Exactly right.
David Fudge, thanks so much for coming in this morning, being with us, and let's make this a monthly thing that we can kind of review. And,
happy to.
Whether it's you or maybe you can get some other people from the commission on board, but you've got the radio experience, right?
Well, it's we want to make sure we're clearly communicating, and so if this is an opportunity we can do to take advantage of to do that, we're happy to do it. I'm sure Mayor Kelleher has plenty of things on his plate, and
sure.
I think he comes in periodically anyway. So
he's a regular the day after the city council meets.
Well, yeah, so, there you go. Yeah. Maybe I'll tune in next week and see how you can ask.
You can
him
get
about,
his take.
Yeah, you get his take on the RV issue too.
I'm going to.
Why wouldn't
rest
you?
Rest assured. I got your side. I want the mayor's side.
Yep.
See how closely you align.
I know. Yeah, it's, you know? He's and by the way, he's done a great job navigating some of this stuff. So grateful.
Absolutely.
That he's agreed to do this, and it's been very good for our community.
All right, David Fudge with the Planning Commission has been our guest. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day and your week, and have fun and go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
Right? All right.